Good morning, beloved, and thank you for once again inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. In this final chapter of Hosea, it begins with the prophet calling the people of Israel to turn away from sin and return to the Lord. The chapter concludes with the Lord's promise to heal and love Israel, followed by an exhortation to understand God's righteousness. And God's saving word for us so far this week has been mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Hosea chapter 14 at verse 9. This is Hosea's plea to Israel. Return to the Lord your God, people of Israel. Your sin has made you stumble and fall. Return to the Lord and let this prayer be your offering to him. Forgive all our sins and accept our prayer, and we will praise you as we have promised. Assyria can never save us, and war horses cannot protect us. We will never again say to our idols that they are our God. O Lord, you show mercy to those who have no one else to turn to. And then we have God's promises for new life for Israel. Verse 4 begins by saying, the Lord says, I will bring my people back to me. I will love them with all my heart. No longer am I angry with them. I will be to the people of Israel like rain in a dry land. They will blossom like flowers. They will be firmly rooted like the trees of Lebanon. They will be alive with new growth and beautiful like olive trees. They will be fragrant like the cedars of Lebanon. Once again, they will live under my protection. They will grow crops of grain and be fruitful like a vineyard. They will be as famous as the wine of Lebanon. The people of Israel will have nothing more to do with idols. I will answer their prayers and take care of them. Like an evergreen tree, I will shelter them. I am the source of all their blessings. May those who are wise understand what is written here. And may they take it to heart. The Lord's ways are right, and righteous people live by following them. But sinners stumble and fall because they ignore them. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 14, verse 9, where it says, the Lord's ways are right, and righteous people live by following them. But sinners stumble and fall because they ignore them. You know, it's interesting that basically God is revealing his love to Israel by the way that he blesses them. And that is the Abrahamic covenant where God says, you do this. I'm Abraham. I'm promising to give you this land and to make your descendants as multiple as the stars of the night sky. And so once again, he is promising to take care of Israel if and when they turn from their sins. And it's interesting in the prayer that he directs Israel to pray. Hosea directs the nation of Israel to pray to God. It's in it he says, Assyria can never save us. War horses cannot protect us, and we will never say to idols that they are our God. And so they are recognizing that Father God is their only hope. Father God is their only source of blessing. And you know what, beloved? Nothing has changed. In 2,500 years, 2,600 years, nothing has changed. Father God is still our only hope and our only source of blessing. Let's pray. Lord God, you are always indeed right. Help me follow your ways so that I may grow wise through the knowledge of your teachings and shelter me in the safety of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Tuesday morning to an end, and it brings our time in Hosea to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be looking at Jonah, and beginning with Jonah 1, chapter 1, verses 1 through 17, where God calls the prophet Jonah, and tells him to bring a message to the people at Nineveh. Until tomorrow morning, then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.